Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Besach the Shabbos, Perik Tes, Mishnah Vav. Again, we're talking about the Shiurim, how much of it do you have to carry in order to be Chayiv. Sakta Mishnah, Pil Peles is pepper, Kalshu, even a little bit, even a tiny amount, because they used to use a tiny amount for bad breath. Matruah tells us, don't try this, because this is not the kind of pepper that we have. That's why for us, it would be a greater shear. But for them, they would take even a tiny drop of the kind of pepper they had, put it into their mouth, it would make their breath sweet, and therefore one would be chayiv for carrying even such a small amount. Right, just like the mission of the itron is tar, kolshu, even a little bit. What can you do with even a little bit of tar? Well, they used it for a kind of headache when a person only had a headache on half of his head. And that's very common. It's called a migraine headache, or a type of migraine headache. And this was a refuah for it. Vayter zakta Mishnah, Mine psamim, u'mine betachas. Mine psamim, well, you know what psamim is. Well, literally, I guess, types of spices. U'mine betachas means types of metals, kolshen. Again, even a small amount. Well, psamim, we know, even a tiny amount is used for pleasant fragrance. What about metal? What did they use even a tiny amount of metal for? Well, one of the things you needed when you worked with an axe was a tiny point on top of the tool that they used. So that tiny point needed a tiny amount of metal. Vayter zakta Mishnah, may avnei hamizbeach, if someone is carrying stones from the mizbeach, or may afar hamizbeach, or earth from the mizbeach. Vayter zakta Mishnah, mekek sifarim, u'mekek mit pechaseyah. The Batnura teaches mekev, rekev. The word rekev appears a lot in Shas, and Mishnayis Taharis, and Masechtis Nazir. And what it means is, when something begins to decay, or there's a kind of a mold, things that begin to fall out of it. So in this case, svarim, after a while, this is what happens. Sometimes because of the bookworms, or it could be other reasons. So in regard to the chips of stones on the Mizbeach, earth on the Mizbeach, the fallout from svarim, or the covers of svarim, the shear to carry it would be kolshu, even a little bit. Not because we use it, but because it has a chashivas, a special chashivas, being that we're mechuyev to put it into shemes. We can't just discard it, each one according to the kiddush of what it is. So the Mishnah says the shear in regard to all these things would be kolshu, a little bit. Why? Shematznian aysan, because we have to put them away. They have to be hidden. Leganza, to save them. Do you remember seeing the trucks before Pesach with big signs? Shemites Leganiza? When different kehillas would put away things, Shemites, and sometimes they're found after many years. So at times we found great treasures over there. They're called the Geniza. There was the famous Cairo Geniza, and so on. So the term Ganis means when you hide something, and we hide it to save it, or to make sure that it doesn't get desecrated, and so on. Can you think of the word ganus from Parshas Bereishis? Do you remember what Rashi tells us? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, he created a special light, and then it was hidden. It was hidden because the Rishayim would use the light for the wrong reasons, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it for the Tzadikim Liyasid Lavai. What was that light called? Rashi refers to it as the Ar HaGanuz, the hidden light that was saved for Tzadikim Liyasid Lavai. And where is it hidden? It's hidden in the Torah. That's why those that learn Torah Lashma are zaycha to have a special siyata d'shemaya and kedusha from Limud HaTorah, like you're doing now when you're learning Mishnayis. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af hamaitzi b'meshamshay v'eskechavim kalshu." Af hamaitzi. Also, someone who takes out things that are used for the avodah zarah, kelim that are used for the avodah zarah, accessories, kalshu, even a small amount, one would be chayiv. Why? I thought we were talking about things that are important to us. Either like the shameless of svarim, we have to be so careful with it, it has a chashivas, or things that even a tiny amount could be used for a useful purpose. So why are you saying this even about the smallest amount of an avodah zarah? Or kelim that are used for an avodah zarah? Well, it's because the Torah is so makbet that we shouldn't have even a tiny amount of this. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'la yidbak biyatcha, shouldn't be connected to your hand, me'uma nothing, menacherim, from things that are banned, meaning avodah zarah.
So therefore, it is considered indeed very useful, a tremendous tikkun, when you take this out of your house. And that's the reason, because it is considered such a positive thing, that technically one would be chayiv for carrying it on Shabbos. The Batruta tells us, however, that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.